In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord bless us, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to the ages of ages, amen. Our Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever, amen. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to him, had compassion on us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him, the Lord our God, the Pantocrator, to guard us in all peace this holy day and all days of our life. O Master Lord God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to you, had compassion on us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O philanthropic one, grant us complete this holy day and all days of our life, and all peace in your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us, and from your people, and from this holy place that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you who gave us the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. By the grace, compassion, philanthropy of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration are due to you. Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is one and sons with you, now and all times, the ages of all ages, amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercy. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in inner parts, the hidden parts, to make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean, and wash me as should be water in the snow. Make me your joy and gladness, that the bones share broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and your steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and not take the Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a generous spirit. Then I'll teach transgressors your way, sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, else I give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifice, O God, are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion, build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering, whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. Alleluia. The compliant prayer of this blessed day is offered to Christ, my King, my God, beseeching him to forgive my sins from the Psalms of David, the prophet, the King. May he bless this all, amen. We'll do, 133. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord who made heaven and earth. Bless you from Zion. Alleluia. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. I say more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Alleluia. The gospel. Holy, 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 the gospel according to St. Luke. May his blessings be with us all, amen.
In And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all the peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Behold, I am about to stand before the just and righteous judge, terrified and trembling because of my numerous sins, for a life wasted in worldly pleasures deserves condemnation. So repent therefore, my soul, as long as you dwell on this earth. For the dust in the grave cannot offer any praise, and among the dead no one can remember, nor can anyone in Hades give thanks. Therefore arise, my soul, from the slumber of your laziness, and implore the Savior in repentance, saying, O God, have mercy on me and save me. Lux Patri.
Were this life on earth everlasting, this world ever existing, you have had an excuse, O my soul. But now, if your wicked deeds and repulsive evils were to be exposed before the righteous judge, what answer would you be giving while you are lying on the bed of sins and negligent of disciplining your body? O Christ our God, before your awesome seat of judgment I am terrified, and before your council of judgment I am dreadful. From the radiant light of your divinity I tremble, from a wretched and devout person who lies in bed careless of the ways of my life. Yet I take example of the tax collector's penance, beating my chest and saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
O pure Virgin, overshadow your servant speedily with your help. Keep the ways of evil thoughts away from me, and raise my ailing soul to pray and watch, for it has gone into deep slumber. For you are a capable and compassionate helper, the mother of the fountain of life, my King and my God, Jesus Christ, my hope.
Graciously, O Lord, keep us from sin this night. Blessed are your Lord, the God of our fathers, and indeed are exceedingly blessed, and your holy name is full of glory forevermore. Amen. Let your mercy, Lord, be upon us, just as our hope is set on you. For the eyes of all look expectantly to you, for you give them their food in due season. Hear us, O God, our Savior, for you the hope of everyone. And you, O Lord, shall keep us and preserve us in the generation forever. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, teach me your justice. Blessed are you, Lord, make me understand your laws. Blessed are you, Lord, lead me in your righteousness. Lord, your mercy is everlasting and endures forever. The creation of your own hands, O Lord, do not reject, for you are my refuge, generation to generation. I ask the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy on me and save my soul, for I have sinned against you. Deliver me, O Lord, for in you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. With you is the fountain of life, and your light we see light. Let your loving kindness continue to those who know you, and your righteousness to your pardoned heart. You are worthy to receive all blessing and praise and glory, O Father, together with your Son and your Holy Spirit. And who is to come, the eternal existing God. Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praise to your name, O Most High, to declare loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who was crucified for us, have mercy on us. Holy immortal, who rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and always in the ages of ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, admit our sins. O Lord, pardon our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren have slept. O Lord, repose their souls. O Lord, without sin, have mercy upon us. O sinless one, help us accept our prayers to you. Triple holy are due to you. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless. Amen. Make us ready to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ, you are our Lord, for thine is kingdom, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. We exalt you, Mother of the true light, and we glorify you, Sainted Theotokos, for you brought forth unto us the Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory to our Master, our King, Christ, the part of the apostles, the crown of the martyrs, joy of the righteous, the steadfast in the churches, the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity, one Godhead. We worship him, we glorify him. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us. Amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecostor, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light out of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. He ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again, his glory to judge living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life-coming age. Amen. Our Lord, listen to us, have mercy on us, and forgive us our sins. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. 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 Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of the glory and honor. O God, the Father Almighty, have mercy upon us. O Holy Eternity, have mercy upon us. O Lord God of hosts, be with us, for you have no helper in our tribulations and adversities but you. O God, absolve, remit, and forgive us our sins, which we did willfully and unwillfully, those committed knowingly and unknowingly, the concealed ones and manifest ones. O Lord, forgive us the sacred holy name which is called upon us, according to your mercy, not according to our sins. And make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is kingdom, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord, all the sins we have committed against you in this day, whether in deed or in word or in thought or through any of our senses, please do forgive and pardon us for the sake of the holy name. O good Lord, lover of mankind, grant us peace in the night, sleep free of all worry and anxiety. Send us the guardian angel to protect small evil and from every affliction and temptation of the enemy. Through the grace and compassion and the love of mankind of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God and Savior Jesus Christ, who is worthy to receive all glory and honor and power, which shall always do to you, O Father and the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is one and since with you, now and forever and to the end of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon us, O God, have mercy upon us, who at all times and at every hour is worshipped and glorified in heaven and on earth. O Christ, our good Lord, who is long-suffering, abundant in mercy, full of compassion, who loves the righteous, shows mercy to all sinners, whom I am chief, who does not wish the death of the sinner, but rather to repent and to live, who calls them into salvation, the promised forthcoming rewards. O Lord, accept our prayers at this hour and at every hour. Facilitate our lives, guide us to act according to your commandments. Sanctify our souls, cleanse our bodies, set right our thoughts, purify intentions, heal our sickness, forgive us our sins, fill us and may we give in his heart. Surround us by your holy angels, and be guided and guarded by them, to attain unity of faith and knowledge and perceptible life and glory. And make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.